College in Hamilton. You're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Angel Forrest. You're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. He's bringing you the best of the best in Canadian blues music. Yeah.
Angel Forrest, what a great voice she has. She's won so many awards in recognition of that great voice. She was on our show last week. We had a good chat with her. We're going to feature more of her music. This is her newest release. Her new album is called Angels 11, Volume 2. Volume 1 featured guitarists. This one features singers. We've got Everything Changes featuring Wellbad, and then Glitter and Glow with Dawn Tyler Watson. Let's enjoy Angel Forrest from Angels 11, Volume 2.
What if the tables started turning? What if the guns stopped killing? What if losers start winning? What if man stop hating?
Energy shifts, a matter crumbles. The one thing that should keep us humble. Everything changes, it's the law of living. It's a natural process, with or without consent.
Transform, alter, and modify. No way to stop it, ain't no need to try. Maybe for worse, maybe for better. Nothing lasts forever, all living things must die. Time waits for no man. No way to stop it, no need to try.
Try. Time waits for no
What if the dreamers start believing? What if believers stop dreaming?
Angel Forest from Angels 11, Volume 2. From Trois-Rivières, Quebec, we've got the Night Bloomers. The release is called Midnight Train, so let's hop on and listen to some great blues. Take me to the other side and day and night. Enjoy the Night Bloomers.
Since you walked into my life, to blame.
If I don't see the whole picture, 'cause I've been staring at the frame. Forgive me if I fall a bit behind, 'cause day and night you're all that's on my mind. Quiet on my game. When I lose my train of thought, please remember I'm not to blame. If I don't see the whole picture, 'cause I've been staring at the frame. Forgive me if I fall a bit behind, 'cause day and night you're all that's on my mind. Oh, day and night you're all that's on my mind.
The Night Bloomers riding that midnight train from Nashville. We've got Sue Foley with her release called Pinky's Blues, so named because she plays a pink guitar. We've got Hurricane Girl, which pretty well describes Sue. And then we've got Boogie Real Low, Sue Foley with Pinky's Blues.
One, two.
Your heart. Now you don't know what just hit you. Your whole world's in a spin. You'll rue the day you heard my name. In. You may never, never
Sue Foley from Pinky's Blues. Danny Columbus, he plays with a whole bunch of other musicians, plus he's a sidekick to Angel Forrest. He's released his own solo album. It is called $11 Bill. We're going to play the title track and then have a chat with Danny.
Drawn up, crumbled paper on the ground. They're piled up high and kicked around. A sense of panic in my cursive that can't be found. Like the words in my mouth that never make a sound. Like an $11 bill passed around and still nobody wants to use it. I'm feeling incomplete, not landing on my feet, I'm weeping. See the canvas that I painted, unfinished and torn. Up against the wall, it reflects the scorn of the panic in my stroke, the color slightly worn. Like the look on my face on the day that I was born. Passed around and still I'm feeling incomplete, not landing on my feet. An $11 bill passed around and still nobody wants to use it. It used to be a thrill to think it all killed the whole me. An $11 bill passed around and still nobody wants to use it. I'm feeling incomplete, not landing on my feet, I'm weeping.
There's a brand new album out. Danny Columbus has got an album out. It's not necessarily blues, but it's certainly got some flavor of some bluesy in there. So we're going to feature it right now. Thanks for coming on the show, Danny. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Ken. I'm doing great.
So tell us a bit about the album. It's very, very interesting. There's certainly a connection to the blues world. You've always been in the blues world. It's a bluesy album, but how would you describe the album to our listeners?
Well, you know what? I've always played blues my entire life, with obviously for the past 20 years with Angel, but even before that. So it has a huge place in my playing and in my writing. But I come from the country. I come from country music. So this album is my country album. But I wrote it with Angel Forrest and Ricky Paquette. So we wrote a few albums together. Which is Hell Bent with Grace with Angel. And we kind of found a really magical spot, the three of us together. So even though it's not a blues album, it obviously I have a lot of roots in the blues, and so does Angel, so does Ricky. So it gives it a flavor of, it's, I think the bluesy part of my album would probably not be, you know, the kind of scales that you expect and the chord changes of the blues. It's more the musicality of it, how we use a lot more music to translate what we're trying to accomplish emotionally.
And what did you select the title for the $11 bill? How did that come about?
Well, you know, Angel signs all the text on the album. She wrote all the lyrics. So $11 bill came in her head as it's a way to portrait the fakeness of the of some part of the music industry, if you will. And why we decided to use that title is a bit funny. As you know, Angel, Ken, so you know that the number 11 has a huge part to play in our lives. You know, from even yesterday, we took a flight yesterday, and guess what row we were in? 11 again. So Angel's 11, volume 2, 11 has a big thing. She's born on the 11th. So when we wrote that song, it was kind of an easy call for us to say, hey, you know what? $11 bill. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
And there's a fabulous video. And I got to admit, I just love seeing Ricky Paquette shredding the guitar on that. He is a fabulous player, isn't he?
He is a fabulous player. He's done so much for me over the years, influence-wise. He's a rock. He's a rocker, and he's a rock to us. You know, he's quite something.
And this isn't something that happened overnight. This is almost 2 years in the making, right?
It's actually 3 years now. We took about a year to write the thing and record, and we recorded the music 3 years ago, actually. And then we did some voices, and the album was ready 2 years ago. Obviously, with COVID that hit, the record label and I discussed it, and we kind of decided, well, you know what, let's wait, let's leave it on the shelf for now. And with COVID, Angel and I just disappeared on our little island and took some time off and wrote Angel's 11 volume 2 in the meantime. And then when we heard that some stuff was going to reopen and maybe, so we decided, I redid the vocals on the album last winter, then it was ready to go. So yeah, we waited for the right time. I hope it's now.
Well, it should be. And I was just thinking earlier today, the merch tables are going to be something else with your album, Angel's album, and Ricky's album out there. So
yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Because on top of that, we use the same core band. You know, we're very family oriented, and so our drummer and our bass player, we share through. Like, I know the drummer plays with Angel, and he plays with Ricky, and he plays with me. So on the road, it's going to be quite something to have to share all our bands together. But, you know, when you're in love, you're in love. So, and it works. The chemistry is amazing.
Obviously, the title track is a terrific song. Is there one other song on that album that you would recommend somebody sit down and listen to first?
Well, you know, it really depends on what the feeling of the moment is. One of my favorite songs on the album is Cold Goodbye. It talks about someone that has to leave for work or for whatever reason. Like, it's not a split up song, but it's someone that goes away because they have no choice. And that song to me has a really, really, really big feeling. But there's also, I wrote that album thinking about when I say I come from country, in the days that I really fell in love with country, it was more in the 90s, where it was Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson, you know, the big. And they were storytellers, but most of all, and that's the bluesy part of me that likes that, is when I say musicality, there's one of the songs, the new singles, called Saddle Me Up. And it's kind of a rock and roll, and there's tons of solos in there. I remember being in studio, and I had the pedal steel player and the violinist, one facing each other, in front of each other. And I said, okay, guys, you let it rip. And I want blood. I want both of you to battle. And we would just play the song, and they would go at it and like play as crazy as they could. And they would face each other and, you know, I'm going to get you. And they would talk like that. So that one is the new single that just came out. And if you're in the mood for a party, believe me, that's the song to listen to.
Well, we're always in the mood for a party.
Always.
Where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
You can go on any platform. Obviously, you can stream the thing. But most of all, if you want to buy the physical album, you can go on Bandcamp, the Columbus. And on my site, there's always shows. If you see a show in your area, I will always have CDs with me.
Well, I sure hope I get to see you guys soon. I know there's a couple of dates coming up.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. We're gonna start driving back around June. So my guess, there's going to be a lot of shows on the way, like the Dream Cafe and all those places.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to it. It's a great album. I'm calling it a triple play with you, Angel, and Ricky. It's terrific. Thanks for your time, Denny. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
City, watching pretty girls go by. I myself, I like my women witty. It's a trait that I can't deny. Like a lady named Kat called Katie. She loves to belt them out at night. While she's walking by the boys, she's sitting in the seat. She knows how to rev them up a ride. The do's and the don'ts, the shimmies and the shakes, the will and the won't. She likes the boys and the boys like the way she sings her body song. Saddle me up.
Thanks to Denny Columbus for joining us again. The album, $11 Bill. Up next, African-Canadian Cherokee singer Delana Gayle Bowen. She's been making music for over 40 years, and when she makes music, it is great music. We're going to listen to I Got You and Tryin' Times, Delana Gayle Bowen, from the album Looking Back.
much money, and I don't need a fancy car. I don't need a mansion or a fancy plane to take me far. I got you, I got you. It feels too good to be true, baby. I got you. Now I don't need a plaything, I don't need some in between, and I don't need some Big Ben who thinks he can treat me mean. 'Cause I got you, I got you. It feels too good to be true, baby. I got you. Well, you make me feel so good, the way you love me every day. There's nothing I would change. That's why I wanna say, you know, you and I and the love we have, it's magic, yes, it's true. And every day I'm thankful to say, you got me and I got you. 'Cause I got you, I got you. It feels too good to be true, baby, I got you.
Is what the world is talking about. You got confusion all over the land. Mother against daughter, father against son. I said the whole thing is getting out of hand. But then folks wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love for your brother. But these are trying times. Yes, they're trying times. You got the riots in the ghettos, and it's all around. There's a whole lot of things that's wrong,
Cause from my point of view, I remember somebody said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then folks wouldn't have to suffer. Come on and give me some love. These are trying times. These are trying TV. You see a lot of demonstrations, and it's all about equality. And then us folks wouldn't have to suffer. Come on and give me some love. These are trying times. Yes, these are trying times. Trying times, trying times, trying times, trying times. The heart never knows the color of the skin. There is a longing among all people and creatures to have a sense of purpose and worth, to satisfy that common longing in all of us. We must respect each other. My friends, how desperately we need to be loved and to love. With it, we are creative. With it, we march tirelessly. With it, and with it alone, we are able to sacrifice for others. Love is something we must have. We must have it because our spirits feed upon it. Chief Dan George.
Delana Gale Bowen from Looking Back. Time for Dawn Tyler Watson. She won the International Blues Challenge, the first Canadian to ever do so. This is from her album, Mad Love. We've got Don't Make Me Mad and I Look Good. She sure does. It's Dawn Tyler Watson.
Don't make me mad, boy. Man.
you make me mad. Hard, tight black pants, high heel boots. When I walk down the street, the cars go toot toot. I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Oh yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. You know my old man left me for another girl. Broke my little heart and made my stomach hurl. But I don't let that bring me down. I take my big old him mine. I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Hell yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. Tight black skirt with high heel shoes. When I step down the street, there ain't no way I can lose. I look good.
Yeah, yeah, she look good.
Hell yeah, I'm a good looking mama. Don't take your eyes off of me. I look good.
Yeah, yeah.
I look good.
Hell yeah.
I look good.
Yeah.
Don Tyler Watson from Mad Love. And it's time for us to move on. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some music from Down East. This is Dan Dwyron from his release, Even My Guitar Is In Love With You. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.